Day. Reminder, it's Caleb Swenson's 36th birthday. As our co-host, he'll be here 75 minutes from now. So here's your assignment. Go to the one of two places. Wish him a happy birthday. You can do it. I mean, and tell him how much we love and appreciate him. All right? It's on the listener line, 715-396-1670, or the Wood Wake Up Show Facebook group. We're looking for 36 different birthday greetings by 7 o'clock. And, hey, our good buddy Mike, the first in line from La Crosse with a voicemail. Way to go, Mike. You're the best. All right, Mike's batting leadup. Who's going number two in the order? And I see PCD John is there as well with a voicemail. Awesome, fantastic, wonderful. We're saving these, storing them up, and let's bless Caleb. It's like a bouquet of flowers. Because, Jason, he is a words of affirmation love language guy. Gary Chapman has gone well beyond Christianity to the culture. Everybody knows the love languages. Are you, you obviously love words. Are you a words of affirmation guy?
I am 100% a words of affirmation guy. That is 100% me. You know, it's funny because I think each of the people in my family are a little bit different in that regard. And, but yes, I'm 100% there. How about you?
Oh, what do you think?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Totally.
Quality time. Quality time, words of affirmation.
Yeah, I mean, words of affirmation is at the top, but I mean, quality time, I mean, I need attention, you know, too. I mean, so we're going to get into that kind of thing. But anyhow, and yeah, I even recently, I'm just like, I love, you know, when I say I love encouraging, I mean, being encouraged, but I mean, you understand, maybe it comes because you know how much you enjoy. How much it means to you, and so then you're able in turn to give that to others, you know?
Well, you know, so that's an interesting thing about the love language stuff, right, is that we often want to operate out of the thing that most blesses us. But a lot of times, you know, like I can offer all sorts of words of affirmation to Heather, and she may appreciate them, but what she really wants is acts of service.
That is that's totally my wife,
Yeah, you know, but for me, it's a lot easier to say, honey, I love you, I cherish you, I value you. And she's like, will you please do the dishes? You know, and so, yes.
Totally.
That way.
Hey, I wanted to talk because life just goes by. I used to be able to say like a Nolan Ryan fastball, and now somebody will be like, who? So, I don't know. And then I could say Randy Johnson, and they'll still say who. So, I don't know who the big hard thrower is in Major League Baseball, but life goes by in a hurry, and I remember the day my daughter Elena was born, June 11th, 2005, and today she's graduating from high school, and so that just blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah, time passes, for sure. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm a little stunned that she's graduating from high school. I'm not, but I am. And congratulations to her.
People could hear me say, they could hear me as her dad say how loving and sweet the words are, sweet and kind and empathetic she is. But you know her, she's very good friends with your daughter Tessa. Am I telling the truth?
Absolutely. She is delightful, delightful and kind and sweet. And she's great to spend time with.
And yet, stuff happens to you know when it happens to you, but when it happens to your kids, like relationally, I find myself looking heavenward going, you know, some of the stuff that she's endured, I don't really get it, God. And there's not an explanation coming down either, you know? So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And there are some people where you're like, it's just not quite fair. I mean, that's probably true for many of us, but it's just not quite fair that some people have to endure those sorts of challenges. Mm-hmm. But she retains a beautiful spirit throughout, and it's great to watch that.
Thank you. All right, we have Galatians 1, 11 through 14. Let's do it. Heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Hey, by the way, we'll give you Monday off, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So the verses say, dear brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the gospel message I preach is not based on mere human reasoning. I received my message from no human source and no one taught me. Instead, I received it by direct revelation from Jesus Christ. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion, how I violently persecuted God's church. I did my best to destroy it. I was far ahead of my fellow Jews in my zeal for the traditions of my ancestors.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle Galatians 1 through 11 through 14 this way. People did not concoct the good news of my son. It came straight from me. Love that. Paul understood the difference. He had been the epitome of a religious observer, insisting on rules and order that were distortions of my word. When people did not fall in line with his understanding, he dragged them off to prison. Faith in me should lead to freedom, not bondage. Paul had zeal, but for the wrong things, until I knocked him off his feet and gave him new eyes. Great paragraph, Jason.
Thank you. I what really stood out to me listening now was the faith in me should lead to freedom and not bondage.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, again, that's such an important thing that we a lot of times will give lip service to, but don't actually live free lives.
Mm-hmm.
Just encourage people to think through, what does it mean to be living lives of true Christian freedom?
Great stuff. Hey, hopefully see you at breakfast tomorrow, huh?
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. WWIB, best 5 minutes of the day. Went about 6 minutes, maybe. And here's a song on my mind today. Yeah, something just felt different about the day. Getting up today, I'm like, wow. This special little girl, the youngest of our five kids, Elena Joy Halverson, graduating from high school today. And there's just something about a day. This is the day that the Lord has made, the maker of days. And one day, oh, one day, Matt Redman singing about it on WIP. Well, Caleb, I've been inviting listeners throughout the first 90 minutes of the show to wish you a happy 36th birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
And a couple of goodies for you here.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Halvo has some of my favorite things, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's Puffs cereal, Golden Graham cereal, all displayed in front of me. And a big sign in front of the computer I'm at that says, happy 36th birthday, Caleb. And I came in wanting to say, how are you feeling? Because you've been under the weather. And instead, what came out of my mouth was, happy birthday, when I saw all the things that were in here. So thank you. Feeling the love and appreciate being able to spend some of my birthday with you.
Well, one of the things, again, I call you the hardest working man in radio. I won't get into all the reasons, but you are. And so I want you to spend as much time with your family as you can after the drive-in graduation. But the thing is, you got to play these audio messages from the listeners. We're starting with, no surprise, Mike. I'm going to have to call him Birthday Mike in La Crosse. Not only did it on the listener line, but also in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Here it is from Mike.
Hi, Caleb. This is Mike from La Crosse. I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope it's a blessed one. I love you, brother. Have a blessed birthday, and I hope to see you guys soon when I move up there to Eau Claire. I'm doing the best I can, and, you know, I need people to help me out if they can. So, once again, happy birthday, and may it be one of your best ever. Talk to you later. Bye.
We are family, Caleb. You say it as much as anybody, and tell you what, La Crosse's loss is going to be our gain. Mike, we'll do everything we can to get you to the Chippewa Valley.
Happy birthday, Caleb. Hope you have a great day. I just want to say thanks for all your encouragement over the years. Thanks for all that you do. And it is such a pleasure to hear your passion. That at times when you really feel strongly about something, for that, hope you have a great day. Happy birthday.
A very happiest birthday to Caleb. Caleb, thanks for sharing your spirit-filled message in the Chippewa Valley. You do so much for your own family, for the WWID family and listening family. Blessings on your day. Thank you.
Hey, this is Messages for Caleb. This is your brother, Josh. Just wanted to say happy birthday. I hope you have an amazing day. And I admire the man you are. You're such a great brother and husband and father. And you're one of the people that I want to be more like. So I hope you have a great birthday. I love you. And I will see you soon.
He's way up in St. Cloud, but thank you so much. I had no idea he was going to leave a message. That's my little brother, Josh, who's far more talented than me, and I'm so glad to see how he uses his talents for the Lord. So I love you, even though you're doing the morning show right now in St. Cloud, so you probably can't hear me up at Spirit 92.9. Tune them in if you're ever in the area.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show. It's a big birthday party today, WWIB. We got giant-sized boxes of cereals. I think two of Caleb's favorites.
Oh,
Reese's
absolutely.
Puffs and Golden Grahams.
Now, Golden Grahams were my favorite growing up and still absolutely love them. But then later on, I discovered that, wow, I love Reese's and they make a cereal as well. So, I mean,
yep.
You've really got me covered. Thank you so much. And
We didn't mention this before. Yeah. He got me a Davante Adams really soft, really cool t-shirt from Shields. And yeah, love Davante, even though wish he was still a Packer, but still love Davante.
Here's the thing, though. I'm going to give a plug to Shields because you can get some deals there. And one of the things with you is that you love a good deal.
I love deals.
You love deals. You like coupons.
Yep.
You love coupons. And so I didn't use a coupon. But on their rack, I had in mind for you a Butler 36 jersey, but that was, I couldn't find it. It would have been too expensive,
I
right?
I think so, yeah.
However, to get Davante, yes, we both think of him forever as a Packer. We talk about having that kind of that A-Rod Davante connection here on the air, and I got it 90% off.
That is so cool.
So an expensive shirt, I think you would have been mad at me if I would have spent a lot of money on it.
No, I think it means more to me that you got it on sale.
Yeah.
For real, I love that.
And seriously, I told you this off air. The clerk was like, wow. She goes, are there more of these? She said, it's shoppers like you that make us want to do shopping after work.
That's awesome.
All right. Hey, other birthday greetings, and we welcome these. I'm inviting them in for Caleb on the listener line, 715-396-1670. I apologize for my voice. It's probably better than yesterday. It's still not pleasant, but here we go. From Birthday Bob in Rice Lake, happy 36th birthday, Caleb. We trust it'll be a fun-filled, fantastic Friday birthday. Many blessings in the year to follow.
Thank you so much, Bob. And, man, I think we'll play a Mac Powell song because I know how much Bob loves Third Day and Mac Powell.
Yes.
Thank you for, wow, there's a lot of messages here. Yeah. Here's one that says, happiest of birthdays to one great person. From Allie Rudd and the crew. They're the great people. Thank you, Allie. I love you guys.
Uh-huh.
Heard from Beth from Eau Claire. Says, happy birthday, Caleb from the Schwartz family. Love them too. Kevin's juggling in balloons. I know Lily graduating from Eau Claire North. And I've known their family. And when you start thinking about, wow, I've almost been here 14 years. A lot of these people, it's like, man, you've been part of my life for a long time. And I just appreciate y'all so much.
Yeah, just great messages. Here's another one. Caleb, happy birthday. I hope you have a great day. We love you. Looks like a perfect day for the graduation.
I think that's from my mom.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Mom. And let's hear this one from Randy as we go into that promise song from Mac Powell.
Well, happy birthday, Caleb. This is Randy from Stanley. I hope your day is well. You share your birthday with my 72-year-old Vietnam War veteran brother, Larry. You have a good day now, my friend. Bye-bye.
56 degrees, 12 before 8 on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo on this beautiful Friday morning. But before we head into that three-day weekend for Memorial Day, we want to make sure that you're caught up and informed on everything you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture, we've got you covered in condensed form. As always, we call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a drone company will soon begin delivering pizzas in the Seattle area.
It's the perfect solution for when you're too embarrassed to face the delivery guy after ordering your third pizza of the day.
Yikes.
Well, after 5 years of dating, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez are engaged.
After she said yes to the proposal, he told her the ring would arrive in 2 days.
It's prime.
The Indy 500 is this weekend.
It's kind of like the presidential election. It goes round and round till people crash or run out of gas. 5 years ago, some scientists said they were close to having a cure for the common cold.
But then they realized they'd have to find a new excuse for skipping work.
Not if you're Halvo. Gamer.
This long weekend is a good time for many people to get caught up on household chores.
For example, I am determined to concentrate and finally watch all those shows I've saved to my favorites on Netflix.
But it's going
to
be too beautiful to watch TV.
Scientists say that our reliance on GPS harms our brain's ability to navigate.
They warn that our natural ability to find our way will deteriorate to the point where soon, when we pick up a spoon, we'll need GPS to locate our mouth.
Isn't that the truth?
Wow. And finally this morning, Instagram stopped working last Sunday for users around the world.
Yeah, chaos ensued. People started printing out their selfies and handing them out to strangers on the street.
Wow.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. The Newsboys, Jesus Did. It's 8:30, 59 degrees on this finally Friday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. Wishing all of you a blessed and wonderful holiday weekend as we celebrate, again, this great country and remember and honor those who gave their all, who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. And again, I'm not into trying to Jesus juke things. And it's like, oh, let's try and twist every single thing to make it sound spiritual. But I mean, don't we see that for those who laid down their lives for our freedom? We just heard that song from the Newsboys, Jesus Did. That's what Jesus did. The Son of God, the very creator of the universe, came down to our muck and our mire and our filth and our mess, lived the perfect life that we could not, took our sins upon himself, was forsaken by his own Father. He was forsaken so that we could be loved and welcomed and accepted. And when Jesus Christ on the cross said, "It is finished, the debt is paid, the work is done," 3 days later, God the Father said, "Amen, yes it is, so be it," and flung wide the gates of heaven for us so that whosoever will may come, that if we repent and turn to him, he never turns anyone away. And that is the freedom. That is the freedom that we celebrate Memorial Day weekend, that we celebrate all throughout the year, every single day while God gives us breath. And so as we thank and honor those who've paid the price for our freedom in this wonderful, amazing country, we also remember the Savior who paid the price eternally for our eternal freedom to reunite our souls with their Creator. What an awesome, awesome God. Nothing is ever outside of his reach, never doesn't go according to his plan. Praise him.
Well, we had one particular element of the show that dominated Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday's show. So of all of the best of the weeks I've done, this is number 128 and probably no secret what dominates.
Jesus Revolution digital download. We can send this to you anywhere you might be in Western and Central Wisconsin if you can be the first to answer this question. Around the world, approximately 8 million people do this each day. So approximately 8 million people around the world do this each day. What is it?
Good morning.
Swimming.
What was that?
Swimming.
I think.
Swimming is a lot of fun. Not swimming, but you try again, honey. Call us back. 723-2555.
Am I mean because I just wrong buzzered the sweet little girl?
It's sort of just, yeah. I think it's your MO, so you just kind of do it for everybody. You're an equal opportunity buzzer.
All right. Hey, speaking of Keith and Owen, he checked in this morning.
Morning, Mark. Was listening to music yesterday, and a song came up that made me think of you from back in the 90s, and it was Testify to Love by Avalon. And I always loved the way you start your mornings at 6 o'clock, and yeah, part of that made me think of you. Thanks for the encouragement. You have a great day. Bye.
Well, right back at you, Keith. Thank you for encouraging me this morning. I love encouragement. Receiving it and giving it. Let's encourage each other way more than we are. WWIB.
It is almost Try It Again Thursday, but one last go-around for the question that started on Tuesday Trivia at about 7:45, and it's now the fourth time this morning. This is the seventh different segment trying to get an answer to this difficult question.
Western and Central Wisconsin has been stumped for the past 25 hours.
Classrooms are pausing and listening to answers and trying to guess.
Chaos is ensuing. Congress and the Senate have put aside their discussions of the debt ceiling to try to figure this out, putting their collective heads together. They are clueless as well. Oh, wait, maybe that's normal.
Well, you know, so that's an interesting thing about the love language stuff, right, is that we often want to operate out of the thing that most blesses us. But a lot of times, you know, like I can offer all sorts of words of affirmation to Heather and she may appreciate them, but what she really wants is acts of service.
That is totally my wife. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and, but for me, it's a lot easier to say, honey, I love you. I cherish you. I value you. And she's like, will you please do the dishes? You know, and
I want you to answer my question. My question is...
I love it.
Tuesday trivia. Then win it Wednesday. Now try again Thursday. We've had now 75 incorrect answers.
Yeah.
To what started as a Tuesday trivia question.
What's something that 8 million people do around the world every day? It is not floss.
Not eating a good breakfast.
Smoking.
Swimming.
Going to school or college.
Calling in sick to work.
Shopping online.
Losing your keys.
Watching Wheel of Fortune.
Putting on your shoes.
Sneezing.
Running.
Getting a speeding ticket.
Oversleeping.
Taking a shower.
Taking a nap.
Riding a bus.
Praying.
Calling parents.
Drinking enough water.
Calling into a radio station.
Hitting a deer or other animal.
It's not changing a flat tire.
Not going out to eat.
Converting to Christ.
Using email.
Breaking a bone.
Drinking coffee.
Mailing a letter.
Leaving a voicemail.
It's not telling someone you love them.
Not watching a movie.
Not reading the Bible.
Listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Not that either.
It's not dying.
It's not biting your tongue.
It's not getting a haircut.
It's not checking your phone first thing in the morning.
It's not cutting your fingernails.
Not using the bathroom.
It's not getting married.
Not washing your car.
It's not downloading a digital movie.
Or going to bed hungry.
It's not walking your dog.
Not driving.
Jogging.
Getting a pet.
Going golfing.
Going on vacation.
It's not eating pizza.
Having a birthday.
Volunteering.
Joining the military.
It's not fishing.
Not taking a photo.
It's not yawning.
It's not making your bed.
Coughing.
It's not reading.
It's not hiccups.
It's not putting gas in your car.
It's not skydiving.
Not going to a funeral.
It's not waking up and forgetting what day it is.
It's not pressing the snooze button.
It's not dialing the wrong number.
Not voting.
Not cooking for the first time.
Not throwing up.
Putting on deodorant.
Falling out of bed.
Opening a can.
Listening to the radio for news.
Having a baby.
And raising the flag.
Wow.
Those are all incorrect answers. 75 of them if you are counting at home. We're trying to figure if we want to make this easier, but let's take another guess or so. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Karen from Conrath.
Hey, Karen from Conrath. Go ahead.
Okay. Fly on a plane.
Fly on a plane. Karen from Conrath.
Bam.
Yes, it's it!
We've got a winner.
On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what it is, take a flight.
Are you kidding?
We are not kidding. You
we
got
would not
it, Karen.
Care about this, Karen.
I've never called for the whole question, ever, all 3 days.
Well, you know what? I think this kind of sums up what everyone's thinking.
I don't believe it.
Believe it, Western and Central Wisconsin. Yes, on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? It's take a flight. Karen from Conrath, you are our big winner. Congratulations. You win
well,
that Jesus Revolution
you.
Digital movie download. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for solving
sure.
this.
After 89 wrong answers, Karen, you came through with the winner.
Thanks, Mark and Caleb.
There was a collective sigh of relief from everyone. They're like, okay, if we're going off for the Memorial Day weekend, we finally have some resolution. There you go. Over 5 minutes and, man, no, 3 days spanning, and we finally got that question answered.
There you go. Redeeming the name Karen in a day and age where it takes a beating. Way to go, Karen. Love
Fantastic
it.
Job. Also, we heard from Jan here on the WIB listener line. Thank you again to everyone who's taken the time to wish me a happy birthday. It means so much. Thank you to Havel for setting that up. And one of my favorite current songs from Forsaken Heroes, what we're going to hear going out again. 36 years today, and I can testify along with this song that he is reliable, he is faithful, and he can always be trusted.
Happy birthday, Caleb. This is Jan from Chippewa. I haven't been listening long, but I'm a sister in Christ, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye.